Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Key.
Gossiping. We expect it from the world. Amen. But whenever it comes to members of the Lord's church, we are so taken back because we think Christians don't act like that. But yet at the same time, Christians sometimes do not act like Christians. Sometimes they will say and do things that is ungodly and that is more like the world than what our Lord would expect and command of us. When we think in regard to the language that we have, I think sometimes we take it for granted, and we need to understand and to appreciate that the language and our ability to communicate is a wonderful gift that has been given to us from God. Why are we able to speak with one another on the way in which we are given in life? It's not because mankind has evolved to that end, as man would want us to expect, but rather because God has created us, masterfully designed us so that we are able to speak, to communicate with one another. And this language that God gives us not only a way that we're able to connect with each other, but also it gives us a form wherein that we are able to express what's going on within our life as well as the thoughts that we are experiencing. Language is a tool for success in every facet of life. Our life depends upon communication. We are able to be successful in life in our dealings with one another. Why? Because we're able to communicate with each other. Kids are able to be successful in school. Why? Because they are given that blessing from God to communicate and to have things communicated unto them. Businesses and mankind is able to be successful throughout the course of our life to provide for ourselves and well for our family and for the body of Christ. Why? Because God blesses us with language and the ability to communicate. Today, as Christians, you and I understand a blessing that we have in regard to our language and this form of communication in the fact that we are assembled together as God's people to worship and to praise Him. And how do we worship and praise our God in spirit and in truth? It's more than our assembling, and assembling together most certainly is critical. It is vital. In fact, if we forsake the assembling of ourselves together, God condemns us for that. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 24 and 25. Yet at the same time, coming together and just sitting is not what it is about. It is about engaging in the avenues or the acts of worship that God commands and prescribes in and through the New Testament Scripture. And aspects of that involves what we just concluded with and we'll do more of later on, and that is singing to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We sing. And when we sing, not only are we verbally communicating what it is that God wants us to do, but also the Scripture says that we are speaking to one another. We're teaching and admonishing each other as we engage in the song service. But also, another aspect and very important part of our worship is the proclamation of God's Word. Paul told Timothy to preach the Word, to be instant in season and out of season. And as the gospel preacher, as the minister or preacher here at East End, I take great joy as well as I understand the huge responsibility that is laid upon me that I would, in the time that I have, to communicate to you, that I would say the things that God would have me to say from His Word, that I would speak as the oracles of God. And that, again, is because of the language that we have. We're able to convey God's message so that everyone who's here is able then to understand it. But also the Bible identifies that our language and this communication that we are able to engage in is a major component of our edification. Through our words, we are able to lift one another up. And that's what edification is. God wants all things when it comes to worship to be done unto edification. But good people, brothers and sisters in Christ, fellow Christians, it's more than during the times in which we are assembled together that we ought to lift one another up. We ought to always desire to lift each other up, to encourage our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, to make certain that we are not there to rip them to shreds, but rather to encourage them along their way in their desire to make it unto heaven. But also, we realize from a biblical standpoint, as well as from what we see in life, is that there are indeed people who gossip. And these individuals I identify in Scripture as gossipers. Some people like to ridicule others. And whenever they ridicule others, we understand that they're nitpicking. They're not coming up with things that are valid and that they should speak about, because if things are valid and should be spoken of, then they need to not go to other people, but rather they need to go to the people that they have an issue with. But those gossipers who like to ridicule others, they're going about nitpicking, finding things, sometimes things that is not true, and sometimes they're nitpicking trivial matters in the lives of individuals. And God, our God, certainly condemns individuals who would ridicule others. And also, though gossipers, sometimes these individuals have a habit of telling lies. In this, these people like not only to tell stories, but oftentimes they will fabricate. They may take bits and pieces of information that is true, and they may embellish it. They may make it out to be more than what it is. Or sometimes they may hear something, or they maybe not heard anything at all, and they find it within themselves that they want to make something up about somebody else just so that they're able to share something with someone. And yet at the same time, our God condemns individuals who share lies. Why? Because the devil, Satan himself, is the father of lies. And all who would participate in such ungodliness, they are following after their father, the devil, versus our Heavenly Father. And the Scripture identifies that liars will be condemned in the day of judgment. Others who participate in gossip, these people seem to enjoy backbiting. What is backbiting? Good people, that's where individuals don't have the guts, if you would, to go and to confront people to their face, but rather that's where they go behind the backs of individuals. And the idea that they're backbiting means that they're chomping at these people. They're trying to rip them to shreds. They get great pleasure or joy in saying things about people behind their backs. And in that, the Bible identifies is that whenever this takes place, we bite and devour one another. There's nothing good about that. In fact, God uses that term in a very condescending way, or speaks of it in regard to a very negative way. He identifies that those who are backbiters, that these individuals will someday stand before Him guilty of sinning against our God and these individuals. And some other people who engage in gossip, they are the type of person that likes to go around telling everybody else's life story. They may hear something that is true, and as a result of that, they go and they share it with somebody else. They go and share it with somebody who's willing to listen to gossip, or even to engage in gossip, to share things amongst themselves. And in that, let's be honest. Sometimes things aren't our stories to tell. Some things do not need to be repeated, but also sometimes somebody might have something going on in their life that they, if they want it shared, let's let them share it for themselves. Why? Because it's their story to tell and not ours. What's the results of gossip? Some people do not see any harm at all whenever it comes to gossiping. And in fact, I think that in part maybe that's why they engage in it. We understand that whenever gossipers gossip, people get hurt by the rumors that are spread around and about them. Sometimes it might lead to physically they're getting hurt, and the fact that it comes to blows, and let's never allow things to come to that. Amen? But also, I think that always there is this mental agony when somebody has something said about them, whether it's true or not. When someone engages in gossip about an individual, this individual who's being gossiped about, oftentimes they are crushed. Their heart is torn apart, and their spirit is just totally taken back at the thought of somebody saying things about them, whether true or not. And good people, sometimes it can even lead to where an individual would leave the body of Christ. Gossipers eventually even end up talking about one another. Think about this. If somebody comes to you or to me and they say, "Have you heard the latest on brother or sister so-and-so?" If they have that within them to come and to share something about brother or sister so-and-so with us, are we so naive as to think that maybe there won't come a time where they'll go and tell brother or sister so-and-so something about us then? Gossipers like to gossip even about one another, about those that they're gossiping with and about. In that, we need to take into consideration is that there are always consequences whenever it comes to gossip. Also, those who engage in gossip, reputations are ruined by this ungodly behavior. Good people in the world, whenever they engage in gossip, they are no longer seen as a good person, but rather as an individual who will spread lies and deceit about people. In the Lord's church, Christians, God's people who are to walk according to godliness, to live their life in a Christ-like manner, whenever they engage in gossip amongst us, it saddens us, and we are challenged with these times where that we stand and we preach and we teach about it. Why? Because we want those who engage in gossip to understand is that biblically it is wrong and it is a sin. But also, let's understand is that if we're a Christian and we engage in gossip, not only does that hurt our reputation amongst the brethren, good people, it also will be detrimental to our relationship as well as our reputation and abilities within the world of which we are responsible for. God is not glorified amongst gossipers whenever gossipers are gossiping. And we have a responsibility to shine as a light into the lost and dying world. And individuals who engage in gossip, you're not representing God well to those who are outside of the body of Christ. And for that reason, we need to come back and to make sure that the things that we say are true, but also the things that we say, that it's our place to say them, and that we're not going about telling things that we ought not, that we must not, and that would condemn us. What are the bases? Why do people engage in gossip? Why do these individuals see fit to do this ungodly thing? It might be because they've been raised according to this way. Maybe they've been raised by parents who themselves have been involved in gossip, and therefore they've heard their mom and dad doing it, and therefore now they've, as they grow into their youthful years or into their teenage life or young adults, they're carrying that forward. Why? Because it's what they grew up with. It's what they were accustomed to. And moms and dads, we need to be very careful whenever it comes to the things that we say all manner of our life, to make sure that we're doing what we can to live according to the concepts of the precepts of our God, so that our children will see this within our lives and emulate that. But also, I sometimes realize is that it's not mom and dad's fault. It might be the environment of which people get involved in after they've grown and out into society, and they've gotten into groups that people who like to talk and who like to gossip and to spread rumors, and therefore those individuals that we hang out with, as a result of that, then they influence us or can to become a gossiper. Other people gossip because of pure hatred in their life. In that, I'm reminded of a time in our history that we read of, and sometimes we even joke about, the Hatfields and the McCoys. And my understanding is that those things started on a very relatively small level, and it grew from one generation into the next to where these individuals hated one another. And the Hatfields spoke illy, continually, about the McCoys, and the McCoys spoke very seriously, illy towards the Hatfields. Why? Because of this hatred that was there. Because of this animosity that had grown throughout time. And sometimes people will engage in gossip because they hate the person that they're gossiping about. And good people, our God tells us that we are to follow His example, who's not about hate, but rather who is about love. And our God is the epitome of what God, of what love really and truly represents. But also, it comes from a heart that is filled with all kinds of evil. We need to guard our heart, do we not? The heart is, from a biblical standpoint, is the mind. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And if we dwell on evil things, we're going to be evil. If we dwell on gossiping, if we dwell on telling stories, that's who we're going to become. It's going to define us. Not only will we think about these things, but the Bible says that eventually we will participate in these things. And for that reason, we need to always put those things, evil thoughts, and the world behind us, and to focus fully upon our God and His ways, and to speak in ways that would be glorifying unto our God, but also in ways that would be edifying unto our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, and even to people that are in the world. In regard to gossip, though, sometimes we find is that these individuals, they're jealous of other people. They may be jealous of a situation that they see. They see something that they like and that they want, and yet they cannot have, maybe due to an inability, maybe due to the circumstance itself. They see something in that individual that brings jealousy, and based out of that jealousy, then they can't help themselves. They can't control themselves. Why? Because their heart has developed to that end where now they're going to come out at that individual. And yet the Bible tells us that whenever somebody's doing well, as Christians, we need to praise the position that they're in. We need to be there with those individuals and to say, we are so happy for you. We rejoice when they are rejoicing, and we weep with them whenever they're weeping. And when people are backbiting and caught and talking about one another, gossiping, I think more times than not it's based out of jealousy. Jealousy. Wanting what somebody has, but yet they cannot have it. And they want to tear people down who do. There is a judgment day coming. And the Bible tells us that God sees every unrighteous thing that we do. And the Bible says that whenever it comes to the gossipers, that God sees the way in which these individuals work themselves through the world, the way in which these people maneuver in and around the congregation. And not only does He see, but He also hears all things. Our God is universal in His existence. And our God is in tune to everything that takes place here in this world. He sees where we are now. He hears my lesson, and I hope and pray that the things that I say, am saying, and will continue to say are brought from His Word. Why? Because I know that I will stand accountable for those things. But not only does He hear and see us where we are now, He hears and sees us every step and every hour of every day. And therefore, whenever it comes to those who are gossipers, God wants us to understand that He is attuned to what's taking place and what we are saying. All forms of unrighteousness, they are classified as sin. And sin is the transgression of God's law. God tells us that we cannot, we must not, we should not gossip, engage in this sin. And whenever we do, then God says that you've transgressed my law. And as a result of that, then you're unrighteous in His sight. And in that then, all unforgiven sin will be condemned in the end. These individuals will stand before God. And whenever they are judged by Him because of the fact that they have engaged in gossip, they were a gossiper, the Bible tells us that they will be sentenced in the end to an eternal hell, to condemnation, to torment and punishment that the devil will inflict upon them. The one that they followed in this world, the one that they followed after in lying and gossiping, he will inflict punishment upon them in that day. And I find it interesting that whenever individuals get involved in gossiping or they become busybodies in the congregation, somebody actually asked me to do this lesson. That's why I'm doing this one. When they asked that, initially, almost immediately, my mind went, gossipers, what will they say to God? They spend all their life, or at least a big part of it, going around talking to everybody about somebody. And yet, whenever they stand before God in judgment, what will they say to Him? God knows everything. He's seen, He's heard their actions, their words. And whenever they stand before God in judgment, do they think that they will be able in some form or fashion to say, God, I didn't say that. God knows what we say. He knows what we do. Or do they think that whenever they stand before God in judgment, that some way, in some form or fashion, God's going to commend them versus condemn them? That's not going to be the case. Or do they think that God is listening with open ears and that they'll be able to stand before God and say, God, you know, have you heard about brother or sister so-and-so? We will give an account of our life whenever we stand before the great I Am in that day. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let us do what we can to make sure that we live our lives in accordance to New Testament Christianity and not talk about other people. Whenever it comes to us as Christians, we must never give an ear to those who gossip. If we give an ear, then we've given them an avenue to channel their words. And let's not participate in that at all. If somebody comes to us and says, hey, have you heard something? Or have you heard this or that about brother or sister so-and-so? Let's say to them, I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to get involved in your gossiping ways. I'm not a gossiper. I want to live for the Lord. I want to be counted as one of His faithful children. Let's also understand that we have a huge responsibility to rebuke those who engage in this sin. To tell these individuals, not only am I not interested in hearing this foolishness, but also you ought to be ashamed of yourself for spreading rumors and lies, for gossiping. You ought to be not only ashamed of yourself, but you ought to repent. You ought to go to the brother or sister that you're talking about and repent before them and let them know that you've been talking, you've been saying things that is ungodly. And if it's done in a public way, and gossip is, let's be honest, then they need to be told that they need to go before the Lord's church and ask for the prayers of the righteous that they might be forgiven before our God. As Christians, we are to seek to engage in conversation and a manner of life that would encourage our brothers and sisters, always to encourage one another. Never to tear down, but always to inspire, always to be there in a way, in a positive way, to help edify, to lead one another on so that we can, if you would, walk hand in hand as we would be on this journey to make it to heaven. We'll all stand before God individually, but yet at the same time, we are responsible even for our brothers and sisters in Christ and for the world, mind you. And we ought to do all that we can to encourage one another in our walk of faithfulness and to put that craziness about gossip behind us. But as Christians, we need to be a positive influence upon the Lord's church continually. And as I think about this, I want us to understand that that comes whenever I speak in regard to our reputation. The world knows what we do here. Trust me. They talk about us all the time. And I'm excited to know that here at East End, they talk about a lot of positive things that we have going on here as a congregation. They speak also, as what I'm told, from a positive standpoint from people, is that they see the majority of our members as good, Christian, godly people. And to that brings me great joy as the preacher here, as well as one of the elders. And let's encourage one another to live in such a way so that our reputation in the brotherhood, individually as well as collectively, will always be what God expects it to be in a way that will glorify His holy and righteous name. Gossip. Gossipers. What will they tell God in the day of judgment? This morning, as we were getting ready to leave and to come to services, Dawn shared with me a cartoon, and normally she doesn't do this, but she knew what I was preaching about, and this cartoon was on Jughead and Louise, I believe, is what she said. And I remember years ago, I used to look at the Sunday comics and just love to watch and I read them, and I don't do that anymore, but Don was sharing this with me, Jughead and Louise. Jughead is speaking to Louise and says, the preacher said it is sinful, it is wrong to be mean and gossip about people. Louise didn't say anything. Louise then goes and meets with her friend. And if you're up on Jughead and Louise, you know that they're always talking about somebody and about a situation. And as she gets in front of her friend, she still says absolutely nothing. And her friend says, what's wrong, Louise? Has the cat got your tongue? And Louise responds, no, the preacher does. Brethren and friends, I don't want your tongue, but I want God to have our tongue always in all that we say and do. And if you are involved in, have been involved in gossiping, I encourage you today to repent of that sin. And then also in repenting to put it away, to live a life in word and deed that will glorify our God. If you're here this morning, you're outside of the body of Christ. Maybe gossiping is not your problem, but other sin is. And therefore, you need that sin forgiven. Jesus Christ is that means, our avenue of salvation. And therefore, we want to extend the Lord's invitation to you today.